Rabbi Riskin in 1983 is in Efrat. He just made Aliyah from being the head of a yeshiva and the head of many of the Lincoln Square Synagogue and a big, big chash of a guy. And he wanted to fulfill his dream and his wife's dream to go to Eretz Yisrael. They go to Efrat. There's no electricity and there's no heating and it's freezing in Efrat. And to make matters worse, he basically is very low on money. It costs much more money than he anticipated. He didn't have money. He was teaching at a little class, 20 kids. That was his whole parnasa. And he's waking up every morning thinking to himself, maybe I made a big mistake. Maybe I should go back to New York. I was a big rabbi over there. What am I doing in Eretz Yisrael? What am I thinking? This isn't going to work. And one night he gets a knock on the door from a guy named Yonah. Yonah says, Rabbi Riskin, 2 to 6 in the morning tonight, you have guard duty. Everybody has to do their shift, even the rabbi. So his wife is like, okay, if Abba's doing guard duty tonight, maybe we'll go to Yerushalayim for the night. Because, you know, Rabbi Riskin had never, like, hurt a mosquito. And he was going to protect Efrat. So they take him down to the forest. And he taught him how to shoot an Uzi. And they did a shift that night. Yonah and Rabbi Riskin. And what do you do on a shift? You walk around and you schmooze. Walked all, it was 15 minutes, the whole loop around Efrat, middle of the night. And he asked, no, Rabbi Riskin, what's your life story? And he says, I was a big rabbi, I did this, I did that. And I gave it all up so that me and my wife can make Aliyah. And he's kind of nostalgic, and he's kind of thinking, as he's saying the story, maybe this was a mistake. What about you? He says, me? Well, actually, Yonah says, I was born a Christian. And he says, really? He's from Holland? And how do you come to Judaism? Well, in 1967, I read in the newspaper what happened to the Jewish people in the Six-Day War. And it moved me. Something inside of me was so moved, so touched. I decided, that's it. I want to learn more about Judaism. And, you know, there was a mandatory draft in Holland. And I found myself asking to meet with a rabbi and not the priest. And I found myself learning Hebrew. And slowly, slowly, I got more and more close to the Jewish people. Even so much that one day I learned how to bench. The rabbi taught me how to say benching. And as I'm benching, I hear my mom mouthing the words in Hebrew with me. I'm like, Mom, how do you know Hebrew? She's like, actually, I used to work for Jews. So I learned benching by heart. So this is amazing. It's like, wow, it's a sign from God. I got to keep pursuing Judaism. 1973, the Yom Kippur War breaks out and Israel needs help farming the places that the farmers went to war. So who's going to, you know, gather all the dates? So he volunteers. Yonah volunteers, and he learns, falls in love with the land. He decides, that's it. I'm converting to Judaism. And he starts learning all the laws of Judaism and Jewish philosophy and Jewish history. And one day he goes back to visit his family, and he has a vegetarian dinner, some restaurant. He says, Mom and Dad, I have something to tell you. I'm converting to Judaism. And his mom faints, literally faints. And she says, you don't have to convert to Judaism. I'm Jewish. And she says, what do you mean? She says, after the Holocaust, I vowed that I would no longer, my dad was a chazan, but I would no longer, practice the Judaism of this God. I couldn't worship him anymore. But if you want to worship the God that I no longer believe in, I give you my bracha. And that's how Yonah came to Israel with a flawless Hebrew. And at that moment, Rav Riskin took upon himself, he said, that's it. Hashem is fulfilling the prophecy that we just read. Vishav Hashem et Shvutcha. God is returning the Jewish people. He's bringing people from all over the world. They don't even know how they're getting back here. I used to do my meal in Nachlaot. It was over 50% Gerim, and Baal Tshuvas was the other 40%. It was like, just I was the only, you know, from birth guy there. Everyone's coming back there to Israel. Nobody even knows how. And this prophecy is being fulfilled mamish in front of our eyes. So Rav Riskin decided, that's it. I'm never going back. This is where Hashem wants me to be. And he was able, now, you know, there's 40 shuls in Efrat in this chus of him staying there. So Hashem should bless us to strengthen our emunah, or strengthen us to stay in Eretz Yisrael, to make a difference in Eretz Yisrael. Whether you say a halal with a bracha, without a bracha, it's not important. What's important is that we have a karat atov every single day. Should be a little Yom Ha'atzma'ut to thank Hashem for the schus of living in Eretz Yisrael. And Hashem should bless us. Amen. Shem Shabbat, Chaim Chaim. Everyone is welcome to.